Me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24, Luke chapter 24. I'm glad you're here today. I want to thank you all for coming. Luke chapter 24. We're going to cover the Let's cover those questions real quickly. Some have requested that we cover those. I'd like to do that real quickly before we read through this. Our Monday question, if you get your questions out, our Monday question, to whom was the Lord Jesus talking when he said, "Ye are witnesses of these things"? To whom was the Lord Jesus talking? Monday's question, to whom was the Lord Jesus talking when he said, "Ye are witnesses of these things"? Part of them you know right off the top of your head, even without doing the lesson. Would have been the disciples, the apostles, would have been some of them. In fact, if you look there in verse 33, you see, and they arose up from the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. So we see the 11 there. We also see, and they arose. Now, we did see a group of women previously in the chapter. In fact, we see them coming to the tomb before the weekend, and then on the first day of the week, they're bringing the spices, going to prepare the body. And, of course, the body was gone. We see those women down through there. We see their names actually given there. In the early part of the chapter. So we do see women there. We see the road to Emmaus, them talking, the Lord talking with them. So, and they, there in verse 33, is probably some of those women, and I'm not sure who all else. So there was a good-sized group of people there. On Tuesday, in these verses, how did Christ make himself known to his disciples? Tuesday. How did he make himself known to his disciples? I'm sorry, I heard someone speak. I did not hear the answer. How did he make himself known? Okay, he appeared to them, and then I think he read to them from the Old Testament and the references concerning himself. Okay, then Wednesday, 1 Peter 3:15, we are witnesses and must be ready to do what? You probably know this verse in your head. Give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that lieth in you with meekness and fear. Amen. That we always be ready. How do we be ready? By knowing God's word, by being familiar with God's word. By memorizing God's word, that's how we be ready. Thursday. Why was it absolutely necessary for Christ to suffer and die on the cross? I would say probably two different reasons here. It does show two different verses. First of all, because it was written. And then secondly, in John 12:32. To draw all men. Then Friday, what was the message that we should be preaching among all nations? What's the message we preach? Repentance unto salvation. Repentance and remission of sins. Then Saturday, explain why it's necessary for one to be a witness before he can witness to others. What's that mean, for one to be a witness before he can be a witness? Ma'am? Okay, amen. The noun comes before the verb. We are witnesses of Christ because we have a personal relationship with him. So we are Christians. We know him. The noun comes before the verb. So first of all, as they were witnesses, of course, they were eyewitnesses to the risen Christ. We are witnesses in that we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, so we know him. Then the verb comes and we take Jesus Christ out into the world. Work on your questions, those are good. What's so important about this is two things. It helps us understand where we are, what our beliefs are, what God's word says about this. Then secondly, it gives us the ability to go and win the lost. The opportunity that the Lord might use us to win someone, to encourage someone in the Lord, to encourage a Christian brother. Read with me Luke 16, verse, we'll start reading in verse 36. Luke 24, 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. And they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled, and why do your thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it, and he did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. There again is our memory verse, Luke 24:48. And ye are witnesses of these things. In our lesson, in the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was a day of hope and assurance. The disciples received word that witnesses were saying Christ had arisen from the dead. His followers were meeting behind closed doors because they were frightened. Suddenly in their midst, the Lord Jesus appeared. How exciting that must have been. You know, the Lord's gone, he's died. Word comes down, hey, he's risen. Oh. And of course they had been told that ahead of time. He had told them how important it was that he go to the cross. You can't stop me, Peter. You can't stop me from going to the cross. This is what I came for. To make the salvation for mankind. You can't stop me. So they knew ahead of time, and yet they were just man at his very best, as pastor says, man at his very best is still just man. Just man, even at his very best, we're still just human beings. We're still frail. We still come up short. We still fail the Lord. You and I have personally met Jesus Christ as our Savior. We know him. We can tell you the day that we knelt by an old-fashioned altar, that we knelt by our couch at home with pastor or friends coming, maybe at our kitchen table. We can tell each other those stories, the story of the day that we were saved. We know that. We know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We know that. We then need to be able to take that and say to others, let me tell you about the day Jesus Christ saved me. Fishing for men. is taking that gospel that we believe, that we know, that we understand, and it's proclaiming it to others. We must go tell others of the salvation that others may find repentance. In your lesson, let us understand what Christ meant by these things. Those who are witnesses of these things are going to discover that they are the only people on earth who can be witnesses of these things. You and I, saved people, are the ones to be witnesses because we are the ones that understand salvation. We are the ones that understand it. We participate in it. We need to take it to others. Next page in your lesson. We are witnesses of the scriptures. We are witnesses of the scriptures. And here's where we need to have God's word going into our hearts, into our understanding, whether it be a CD tucked in the player in the car. You can get God's word on CD. You can get it anywhere. You can have it playing. So you can have it going in audibly. You can be reading it. Pardon me. You can be reading it yourself. You can be in Sunday school class, in church. There's many ways that God's word gets into us. But we have the witness in Scripture. So it's important that we understand Scripture because that is our witness. We have that written. We have it right here. We can know it for ourselves and we can show it to others. We have it written. We hold it in our hand. Pastor said often that there's nothing like having something written down. My boss on the midnight shift, you'd get there and he'd be handing out jobs and I'd always write it on my hand because I wanted to make sure when I got to the right area that I was at the right area and that I did the right thing. Plus then he couldn't say, well, you know, I didn't tell you to do it. Yeah, you did. I got it written down. But we have the written instructions right here. We have the written instructions. We are witnesses of the scriptures. As the Lord was walking along the road to Emmaus with some of his disciples, he revealed himself to them. In Luke 24:27, and beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures as things concerning himself. So he read from Moses and expounded to them the things about himself. We need to be familiar with God's word. We need to understand it ourselves. Then there'll be an opportunity for the Lord to use that understanding to win the lost and to influence others through the words of the truths that influenced us. We need to understand it so we can take it to others. We have the witness of the scriptures. We have it right here. It is the responsibility of every Christian to fill his heart and mind with the word of God so that we can be witnesses of what the word of God says. We are to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh us the reason of the hope that lieth in us with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15, good verse to learn. I tucked it in my verses a couple days ago. This memory verse program, you get into it, you're going to love it. You're just going to keep tucking stuff in there. It'll be a blessing to you, and I think it'll be a blessing to people around you. We cannot be witnessing about the scriptures if we have not witnessed what God's word can do in our own lives. Has God's word had its dramatic, dynamic effect upon us so that we can be bold witnesses? Has God's word had a dynamic effect on us? Certainly it has, the day we were saved. And then since then, isn't it amazing how maybe we've read this book for many years, and yet one day the Lord just In a familiar passage, he just speaks to your heart, and you go, I've never seen that before. Isn't that amazing? God's word will do that. But God's word, we have the written witness of Scripture. Then we are witnesses of the suffering of Christ. We are witnesses of the suffering of Christ. Were we there? Did we watch him hang on the cross physically? No, we did not. Do we have the written record that he hung on a cross and suffered and died? Do we believe he suffered and died? Yeah, we certainly do. We certainly do. The Bible says in Luke 24:46, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ. We know that Jesus Christ bled and died for our sins, and that he was, and that he rose from the dead. John chapter 12, verse 31. In fact, let's all turn there. John chapter 12, verse 31. Somebody gave me my ribbons, and I'm trying to learn, get used to grabbing them. John 12, 31, 32, and 33. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Christ suffered for you and I. Christ suffered for our sin. Christ was lifted up on the cross for the purpose of what? Of drawing all mankind to himself. Some believers make the mistake of trying to argue with people to prove by some method of science that the Bible is true. We need to simply state what the crucified and risen Lord has done in our lives. When we come to the Lord and ask him to forgive our sins and by faith trust Christ as Savior, God imputes to us Christ's record. He puts Christ's record on our account. We can witness because we are witnesses of what Christ has done in our lives. No matter how convincing people may be in trying to disprove God's word, they cannot explain away what the risen Christ has done in our hearts. Nobody can explain that away. They can say anything they want, but they can't explain that away. We always have that truth, and we need to give them that truth. We need to give them that truth, what the risen Christ has done. Christ, in his resurrection, justified us. Not only did he make us just as though we had never sinned, he made us just as though we were never sinners. Never sinners. Pastor raises his left hand. That's enough to make you raise your hand. Never sinners. Wow. Wow. What a good God. What a good God. His death on the cross did that. Made us just as though we were never sinners. Our right standing before God. Are we standing right before God? We certainly are. Why? Because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. First we saw we're witnesses of the scriptures, then the witnesses of his sufferings, then thirdly, we're witnesses of his salvation. Here the command to go and repent is preached among all nations. In Luke 24, 47. In Luke 24, 47. And that repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Here again, the Great Commission. We probably the most familiar one we've probably memorized would be Matthew 28, 19, and 20. Great Commission given here in Luke, Again, it's repentance to all nations. Repentance to all nations. Christ says in Luke 24:47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. It is our responsibility to declare the message of repentance and remission of sins. Those who know must tell those who do not know. Those who know must tell those who do not know. Those who have heard must tell those who have not heard. The Lord says, you're witnesses of these things. We are not alone as we go. Jesus Christ says, I will build, finish it, my church. Thank you. I will build my church. We're not alone as we go, as we take the scriptures, as we share the gospel. We're not alone. Who's with us? Jesus Christ. He says, because what's he say? He says, I will build my church. We have God's word. We've seen salvation. We've understood it. We've tasted of it ourselves personally. The great tragedy is not just of the lost headed towards the devil's hell. The tragedy is that so many of us who could witness, who know the scriptures, who know the suffering of Christ, who know the salvation of Christ, we're not being the light. Sing with me. Put your finger up. This little light of mine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. That light is Jesus Christ. We're the world's only hope. Let's take Jesus Christ to them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are the light that lightened our hearts, that lightened our worlds, our world. Lord, might we understand you plainly and preach you plainly to the lost. Lord, our desires in the past have been to honor you in this, and we failed. Lord, we pray that you'd give us victory in this matter. Lord, as we seek to follow you and fish for men. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.